Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, Day 91. And we're talking about the Isurim of Rechilus and the halachas that have pertained to it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about who spoke what to whom about whom. Right? Rechilus is when someone tells, one person tells the next person that the third person said something about them or did something against them. Right? So we're going to have a scenario with three people. Im Ruvain Dibir al Shimon Bifnei Levi. So let's introduce you to the three people. There's Ruvain, there's Shimon, and there's Levi. And now we're saying that Ruvain spoke about, spoke, Im Ruvain Dibir al Shimon Bifnei Levi. He spoke to Levi, but he spoke about Shimon. Shimon was the subject of that initial conversation. V'holach Levi, and Levi went ahead, v'siper hadvarim l'Shimon. Now, Levi goes ahead and tells this, you know what Reuven told me about you? Back to Shimon. Right? So that there right away is Rechilus, but that's not what we're going to be talking about just yet. Now, Now, Shimon is not allowed to confront Reuven and say to him, how could you talk about me in front of Levi and say what you did, what you said about me? He is not allowed to do this confrontation. Why? Because ki al yidei zeh gam hu over. So this, doing this is telling Rechilus about Levi. So he's not allowed to go confront him because he's telling Rechilus about Levi. And he's causing Reuven to hate Levi because he went ahead and told Shimon something that he shouldn't have. He told him about how he spoke about him. So let's say Shimon goes back, it goes back to Reuven, and he says, I heard you've been talking about me. And he says, just in general terms, he doesn't use it a name. Sheshamati, I heard, Shedibarta Olai, kach v'kach, that you said something about me, you said this and this about me. Im al yedei zeh, memela yovin Reuven, mi hoya hamagalaloi, if Reuven would understand, just by telling him this sentence, who was the person who let him know? It wouldn't be impossible for anybody else to have told him because it must have been Levi. He was the only one that heard it. Whatever, usher, then it's usher for him to tell over. However, nowadays there are many people who are unfortunately stumble on this because this is so easy to not realize that you're coming by, and it happens often. People talk about other people, and then they think, yo, Yenev talked about him, I'm going to help him by telling him, you know what this guy's talking about you? He is telling over Rechilus. You think it's, he did Rechilus, not me, right? I'm helping. Then you should know another thing. The Rechilus Nikra, it's called Rechilus Afila Amar Bifnei Hanagei Aloi. Afila Amar Bifnei Hanagei Aloi. Even if he didn't say it in front of the person who was nagea to him. Why, what does that mean? Kigoin, he tells it to his friend. You know what Reuven said to Levi about Shimon? And he's telling it to Yehuda. But Yehuda happens to be his friend. So he's not the person who he's talking about. And yet at the same time, that's considered Rechilus. Kach v'kach shamati al Reuven, shayem al Shimon, right? Reuven said something about Shimon, the Levi, and he is Shimon's friend. Kidvarim ke'elu, these kind of things, garmim, they cause, ibnishmu ishmi piyish, when people hear it one after the other, la'erim and donim, that people should start having fights between each other, ben Reuven, o'aymer, Reuven, Oimer, between Reuven, who was the one who said, who spoke initially, that who said that initial thing, and the person who it was about. And it's a, so too, the person who it is spoken about, Uvein, plenty of Menelav, right? So between Reuven and between Shimon. If Reuven told Levi about Shimon, so Shimon will eventually hear it, and that will be causing the fight. So the person who is making it, that Shimon will eventually hear it, is Ivar Achilles, even if he doesn't tell it to Shimon himself. He's telling it to Shimon's friend. And for sure, even more so, to usel asaperloi, he's usel to tell it to him himself, which is the straightforward rechilus that we spoke about all along. Masha pleni diber al so it is even usser. Sorry, let's get it. Let's take a step further. That it's even more usser for a person to say to somebody, even if he's not the subject of this, but the subject of this is his relative or his children. Masha pleni diber al bonov ukroivov, his relative or his children. The teva adam lias meitzer bezeis, because he's going to stand up for his relative. He's going to take that side. It's going to become a quarrel, a fight, and he's going to be part of the part that takes that the side of his relative, and he's going to stand up for them. He's going to hate the person who did it. It's causing sin in between Yidden. Berachel mikri, and that is what's considered rachel b'leishelech rachel b'amecha. That's rechilus. To cause hatred between you. Yashar koach, and have a great day.